Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours.
That's right.
3 hours on Fox Sports Radio.
Who?
The iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you will not be sorry. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man? We can't hear you. There's this thing on your mic called volume. Just turn it up and we'll be good to go. I don't know. Can y'all hear him? Because I can't hear Rob. I see him talking and, you know, running his mouth, but I can't hear anything. I guess he's talking to y'all. But okay. Well, if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search with only one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And we here at Fox Sports Radio want to thank Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. That's live right here on Fox Sports Radio on the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by Express Pros. This is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so you'll be able to call in the second hour of the show, trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You'll have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. With that said, Rob Parker is in the house.
Can you hear me? I hope.
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay,
what's up?
Let's go.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Excellent. 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 Let's introduce
better
the
than
crew
the Lakers, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. But Rob G is in the house, Laker fan number one. He's sad today, but hey, it is what it is. On the ones and twos, of course, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the social media, Elijah Sabunia, and on the updates, our man, the loquacious Brian Finley. Rob, you mentioned it, the Lakers in, oh, what a game. What a night of basketball. The Knicks game was terrific, Knicks Philadelphia, and then the nightcap.
You sound like Adam Silver.
101-90. It was a great game. I'm just going to keep it real. 101-99, Denver beats the Lakers on a buzzer beater by Jamal Crawford. The 20-foot, man, I don't know, 17 feet, whatever it was, step back in the right corner over the 7-footer Anthony Davis, who actually played good defense on that play. But, Rob, what were your thoughts? I mean, the Lakers led by 20. And I'm just going real quick because I want to hear your thoughts. Real quick, Rob, there was not a moment in that game, even when the Lakers were up 20, that I felt Denver was out of it. I'm not saying I actually did think they were going to come back and win, but I'm not going to act like I was confident. Oh, they're definitely winning. But I knew they had a chance, and I thought they'd be able to pull it off if they got it closed down the street. I never felt, oh, 20 points, it's over. And sure enough, it wasn't, Rob. But what were your thoughts?
I thought LeBron made a huge mistake at the end of the game. Just one you
Which
just
one?
Cannot do.
Because he was fantastic.
Well, you take a shot with 11, too much time left on the clock. And I know the guy fell down in front of him. But, Chris,
yeah,
that last shot has to be with 2 seconds to go. Either you win the game or you go into overtime. You can't give them the ball back in that spot. There was too much time. Like, that's winning basketball. Like, you cannot. If you're LeBron, and I get it, you got an open look, Chris.
Man, is it an open look?
Yeah, but if you miss it, which he did, this is what opened the door. But if you wait until two seconds to go, either you make the shot.
Going to overtime and losing overtime?
No, you either make the shot, but you don't give them the ball back to lose, is what I'm saying. You take the shot, or you go to the basket, whatever you want to do to try to score, right? Or you're going to overtime and try to win it there. You can't give them the ball back, is all I'm saying. Once the shot clock is – the shot clock was 14 seconds. They can't get the ball – they shouldn't get the ball back.
I hear you, but again, you're going into overtime. So you could have lost in overtime. He had a great look. He just didn't hit it. I mean, you're not going to get a better look than that. And he had been – hot. LeBron was great in the fourth quarter. And it's interesting because I thought, and I talked about this yesterday, how was he going to play? I mean, he knew he'd play well, but what was going to be his strategy? In game one, we saw that his strategy was to punch the Nuggets in the face, go all out at the beginning, and see if he could build his team a lead and they could hold on in the end. But he was gassed at the end of the game and had nothing left in the tank in the fourth quarter, and they lost. So last night in game two, he comes out differently. He gets everybody involved early. D'Angelo Russell finally shows up. That was one good sign for the Lakers. Hit 7 threes. They're up 20 in the third quarter, up 10 going into the fourth quarter, and he was great. He had energy left because he didn't have to, you know, exert himself too much in the first few quarters, and so he had everything left in the fourth, hit 2 threes, hit a great three-point play, got a steal and a dunk. Like, only thing he did was miss and wide open. I mean, you don't get any more open than that. wide open three-pointer, top of the key. He missed it. Denver comes down, about 14 seconds left when he took the shot, and they get a last shot. But I disagree with Rob. I understand Rob's logic. Rob is having some technical difficulties, so he is off right now.
No, I'm here.
You are here.
I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, so you're not on the Zoom. Okay, I get your logic.
The bottom line is they
got to win it in overtime anyway. So,
I talked to a few basketball coaches today and people. They all said, you just can't. It's got to be game winner, Chris, where they don't get the ball back, or you push it to overtime. I'm just saying that was my first thought.
I still got
to
beat him in overtime, and he's probably gassed.
I get it.
He's 39 years old. Like, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad take, you know what I mean? Because it's certainly merit to it. But the bottom line is it's just like if you're, you know, in football, if you're down one and at the end of the game and you can kick the extra point and tie it and go into overtime, or you can go for two and go for the win. You know, a lot of times teams say on the road, we'll go for the win. And because you got to beat them in overtime if you don't beat them in regulation. So all the momentum was with Denver. They had outscored the Lakers by 22 points in the final 22 minutes. So, I if it would have been a rushed, contested shot, fine. But dude was open. He just missed. And Rob, that was one of the big keys, was that Denver was clutch and the Lakers weren't. And the Lakers weren't horrible in the clutch. They made three of their last six shots. Denver made seven of its last seven. In the fourth quarter, Denver shot 65%. The Lakers shot 44%.
I just don't know how the Lakers are going to win a game. Anthony Davis played terrific. I know in the second half they went away from
him. Aaron Gordon shut him
down. In the second half, like, non-existent. But here's the other – D'Lo plays this fantastic game. You still don't win. Like, is he going to shoot any – can he shoot any better than that? I mean, there was your opportunity – and that's why I keep saying, when you look at that game, Chris, that's a game you just don't want to allow them to beat you the way that they did. And that's all I'm saying. I get it. It was an open look, but it just didn't make sense to potentially give them the ball back. And the last thing you wanted was for them to get the ball back with a tie game and have a chance to beat you, and that's what happened. And now it's, what is it, 10 in a row or what?
10 in a row.
10 in a row.
10 in a row.
And I don't know if the Lakers, I know going home, people think, oh, they'll go home. They were so close in both games. They were close in the two games on the road last year and still went home and lost two.
Oh, no.
I don't know if they can win a game. I don't know if they can win a game.
That's the question. And obviously, it's got to be game three. If they lose game three, then, I mean, will they try to go out on their sword and have a little bit of pride? Yeah, of course. But so what? I mean, you're human, Rob. You're down 3-0 to a team that's beaten you 11 straight games, if indeed that happens on Thursday. And it's human nature, Rob, to just, you know it's over. And if you win and you're down 3-1, now you're going to Denver, where you haven't won, or LeBron hasn't won, I don't think, since 2020. Like, they're cooked. It might be a gentleman's sweep, or it might just be a plain old sweep. But the Lakers, either way you cut it, are in trouble. So do you place blame for the loss on LeBron, or you just saying he should not have shot that?
Yeah, that's just a bad way to end the game. I mean, I'm not saying that because there's no – I mean, he could have done that and Jamal Murray could have missed the shot. Okay, you go to overtime. I'm not saying that. But that just wasn't the way, because LeBron obviously could have missed a shot, and yes, they could have lost in overtime, but you don't want to give the ball back. And that's my only point. Like, I get it. The defender fell down, and it's wide open, and it looks like boom, all I got to do is put up a shot and win the game or whatever. But it just backfired on him.
Yeah, and look, it was a great play by Murray, because Anthony Davis's defense was great. You're 7 foot, you stay in front of him, you force him to take a fadeaway jumper, And Murray didn't even see the ball go in the basket. That's how difficult of a shot it was for him. But give him credit, man. He was clutch. 6 points in the first three quarters, 14 in the fourth. And that was, like I said, Denver was clutch and the Lakers were not. Or he, Denver was great.
And what was he,
clutch,
three for his, missed 13 of his first 16?
He was off. And that's he the was fear,
and
Rob,
and that's
for
the
Lakers
one that kills
fans.
You if you're the Lakers, that you didn't win that game where he was so off.
He hasn't been on the whole series.
Right.
I mean, he was great in the fourth and he was clutch in game one as well. That's what he does. But he's shooting below 40% for the series. He's shooting below 30% from three. So that's not going to continue. So that's the thing. Jamal Murray hasn't been hot yet. You know that's coming. And AD was fantastic. 32 points, 11 rebounds. I know he faded in the second half, but I think Aaron Gordon D'd him up well. LeBron was really good all night and great in the fourth. D'Lo hit 7 threes. Rob, they made 5 more three-pointers than the Nuggets. Nuggets shot 23% from three. That's usually a death knell.
And still beat them.
And we're down by 20. And then you couldn't hold it. So, yeah, they can put up a tough face, and they should. But they're human. And this team just has their number. We'll see if they get a game. What are your thoughts on last night's instant classic 101-99? Nuggets take down the Lakers, go up 2-0. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Who's to blame for the Lakers' loss last night? They blew a 20-point lead. Who is to blame? Your thoughts next. 877-99.
LeBron James.
All right, let's get to it. Nick in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing? It's not our show. It's not your show. It's our show. It's my favorite show.
My man, we appreciate you, Nick, all the time.
Of course. I was going to say, LeBron, you can't blame him for being that tired at the end when it was 99-90. Yeah, when Jamal Murray tied the game up, LeBron looked sluggish. Like, he barely jumped at that shot. But the other part, too, is when LeBron made that guy fall, he gave him that stare down, like that he crossed him off, that he got him down, and then shot the three. You can't be doing that in the playoffs, in my opinion, and I could be wrong. But he was looking for, like, that game-winner moment when, you just got to shoot the shot. Or if you don't make it, you're going to get criticized because there was too much time left on for them to come back down and score. Love the show. Can't wait to hear what you guys got to say.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know if looking down was an issue. Did that throw LeBron off? I don't know. The look was you couldn't ask for a better look. And my thing is, you weren't going to get a better look in overtime. That's a great look. You're holding on for dear life against this team. Win it in regulation. He took a shot. They missed. You know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm just – it's like we talk about all the time. There's all kinds of games where you give the ball back. When the Falcons didn't use their time against Tom Brady, they were taking the snap, Chris, with 20 seconds left on the play clock. Like,
well, that,
you could
yeah,
go.
I think
no, I'm just saying you could go back and look at those things and just say, like, what are you doing? Like there's certain things you need to do to not hurt yourself at the end, and they didn't do it. Trent in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Trent?
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, so game one, the Nuggets outshot the Lakers. They took almost 30 more shots than the Lakers. And then in game two, they took 10 more shots than the Lakers and won by two. Yes, a game-winning shot. Right. I think this is about offense. I think the Lakers need to take more shots, and they need to turn the ball over less. I think it's an offensive thing. And so when I'm looking down the score chart, the others are just not matching the others from Denver. And I think it's just
D'Lo was great. Now, MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., has been phenomenal. But what you're saying, I think what that boils down to, I mean, typically that's something where you look at the offensive rebounds, you know, and Denver has been better on the boards. Game two, they have 9 offensive rebounds. The Lakers have 4. A prime example was the shot by MPJ that tied it, right, with a minute 15 left. When Aaron Gordon tracks down the kind of the, you know, Jokic was trying to draw a foul on a shot, so he throws up like a bad three-pointer. Aaron Gordon out-hustles Austin Reeves to the ball and throws it to MPJ, and he hits the three-pointer to tie it with a minute 15 left. That's just an example. Like, that's how you get so many more shots than your opponent is you hit the offensive glass. And so that's how you get more shots.
I just, when you look at the Lakers and like some of the performances of AD and D'Lo and LeBron and you can't win. Oh, I just.
No, nah, right. I mean, they can't. That's you the scary gonna get part. Much more from those guys.
You can't. How much is AD going to score 64 points for you to be able to win a game? I mean, I don't know what other numbers he has to put up.
To the point of the caller in game one, where Denver did take about 30 more shots than the Lakers, or 20 more shots, 23 more to be exact. They had 15 offensive rebounds. The Lakers had 6.
Right. That's a huge difference.
So that's the difference.
And if you put half of those back, Chris, and half, not even all of them, I'm not going to put them all back. You put half of them back, it's huge. Marty, in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Wow, Marty, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What up, Marty?
I think this is going to make it maybe the third time in all these years that I agreed with Rob in basketball. I think LeBron's shot was very poor decision making. I think you got to wait till 4 or 3 seconds. Sometimes you take it with 4, so your team has a chance for an offensive rebound. But with 13, you not only do you miss, or you're giving the team a chance to win the game, but you're adding pressure to the shot, because if you miss the shot, you're giving the team a chance to win the game, and Jamal Murray gets to take what I consider it, to me, when it's last second and it's a tie game, I don't consider that a pressure shot.
100%, Marty. I'm with you 100%, because you know no matter what, you're not losing. It's not a pressure shot.
Well, whether it's pressure or not, it's still a tough shot.
No, that's not – we're not talking about – of course it's a tough shot.
I'm just saying pressure or not, it's a tough shot.
But it's not a pressure shot, because you're not going to lose on that.
You know, AD was guarding. That's a tough shot to make. But, no, but your logic is sound, Rob. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The logic is sound. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Ephraim Salam, around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. Our next guest has his own theme music, former NFL offensive lineman. Now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, Renaissance man, Ephraim Salam. What's up, man?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
Good. We doing better than you, because you're a Lakers fan.
You are doing better than me. Yes.
How sick did you throw up in your mouth last night?
Before you jump on me, let me just be open and honest. Last night was tough for me. It was emotionally, physically, mentally just draining for me, and I did not have a good evening, just so you know. So now, go ahead, carry on, gentlemen.
Well, Rob has an interesting – Rob, tell him your thoughts on the end of the game.
I just didn't like – and Ephraim, I get it – the defender, who was that?
Talking about LeBron's shot, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah, KCP. He fell down. LeBron had a wide open look,
and he takes the three.
But my issue is there's too much time on the clock. When the score's tied, you got to take it down to about 2 or 3 or 3 or 4 seconds, whatever one you want to maybe have a put back on a missed shot. But you can't allow them to get the ball back, because if you're the Lakers, you're either going to win it, right, with a shot with 3 seconds left or whatever, or you're going to go to overtime. But with 11 or 12 seconds left, it just opened the door for them. What did you think of that last, sequence by LeBron?
Yeah. I hated the shot. That's the easy way out. I'm tired. What I do know as a professional athlete.
Remember, he had just hit 2 threes.
I understand, but as the game goes along, right? If you're down by 2, and you take that, okay, you're trying to win it on the road. But if the game is tied, you put the pressure on them. You don't bail them out. You have to take it to them.
So you didn't like him taking
value.
A 3?
No, I didn't want that 3. Okay, I did not want that 3.
To the hoop.
I wanted him to go to the hoop. The defender fell down. I wanted him to go to the hoop, put him in a situation where he can get to the line if he doesn't make the layup. That's the problem I had.
Okay.
That's fair.
You know what? It could have been, that's fair, Ephraim.
Obviously, you played, 15 seasons, I believe, in the NFL. I don't know if you were ever in a situation where a team beat you something like 10 straight, the equivalent. And Ephraim, this has been in yeah, less
Ephraim
than
was
one
on the Lions when
year.
They lost all those games. Go ahead, Ephraim.
No, I wasn't. So don't even. I was not part of that. So
okay,
no.
Ephraim, but, like, don't put me on that team.
To one team, like, how? And I know they put on the tough face, and I know they're professional athletes, and obviously LeBron has come back from a 3-1 deficit before. But how tough is that? To lose, and then on top of that, the way they lost last night after leading by 20, how tough is that mentally for a team to overcome when this team is just beating you up 10 straight times?
Mentally, the doubt creeps in your mind. You look how D'Lo play. You look how AD play. You look how LeBron. They did everything right. They did everything right, and they still lost to a team that they haven't beat in 9 previous times until last night. And so subconsciously it wears on you, right? Now you can say, well, we're coming home. But look, they've beaten you at home too.
Right.
You
right.
just can't. When you're in a situation as an athlete and you don't know what the answer is to the test you keep taking and failing, that will drive you crazy. Right, wow. And that'll have you being out of character, and that's the scary thing for me. Like, I don't want guys playing out of character, right? If you just continue to play like you played, right, and down the stretch have more gas in the tank, need more from Rory. I know he's switching off on Jokic. You just need more, okay? Guys, just gotta give more. That's it. And as a professional athlete making $10, $20, $30 million a year, you got to take it personal. It is personal. If L.A. doesn't get these 2 games, burn the whole team down.
Oh, 2. They just better hope to get 1 so they can avoid this.
The
series is over.
They can't go back.
I mean, but the series is over.
You're not going to beat them 4 out of 5 times. It's just not going to happen.
It's just not.
No, they got to get 2. You're right. If you're talking about winning, we just talking about saving face.
You got to get 2. Yeah, because if you're as great a player as LeBron James is, right? GOAT conversation. You ain't no saving face, right? So you got to this is your legacy. This is your legacy, and you got to stamp it. Just like you went up against the 74 win Warriors, whatever they won, 73 wins, and you won that championship, that is a stamp in your legacy passport. You got to do this. You can't keep getting swept out of the playoffs by the same team, and you're supposed to be one of the greats. It's not supposed to happen.
Ephraim, we want to also ask you about the Clippers and the job they did on Dallas.
How shocked
were you with that? No Kawhi, and they're up by 30 points in the first half against, Luka and Kyrie, who people were ranting and raving about like they're the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they exposed Dallas for, number one, not taking them serious, right? Not having Kawhi. Dallas thought they were going to come in
and Breeze, right.
But the thing that I love what the Clippers did is they went inside out. They went through Zubac. They recognized, which they very rarely do, they recognized that Dallas didn't have any bigs that can keep him from underneath the basket. So the first few possessions, they went down and set the tone there, which completely opened up the perimeter shooting. I love the way they approached that game because it's true to what basketball is, inside out. Nowadays, it's more outside in. But if you have a big presence, then you feed him and you let him go to work until they adjust and start doubling. Then it's just catch and shooting out there for everybody else.
Chris and I talk about Ty Lue all the time. We think he's a fantastic coach.
Tremendous. Coach, the best coach in the league.
Well, I got news for you. If the Lakers, the Lakers are losing this series. So when they lose,
well, damn! I mean, you prognosticating right now? I am.
Okay. It's over, man. I know you're a fan.
Sound like a lot of hate.
And no, it's just truth. They're gonna go. I think they might go after Ty Lue.
I hope so.
I think they might. I think. I don't know.
They swung and missed in the beginning.
Right.
Yep. They lowballed him. How you going to lowball a coach with a championship in his back pocket?
Right.
No, they made a mistake. But I think if and I don't know that they'll get rid of Darvin. I think, they clearly scapegoat him a lot. I don't think he's, the problem necessarily. But I think that they might, and there's people around the league that feel that they're probably going to go after Ty Lue. If, you know, if the Clippers finish, if they lose early, or even if they don't, and the Lakers lose early, they will go after Ty Lue. Quickly on Minnesota, Phoenix. Phoenix beat them three times in the regular season by double figures each time. And then Minnesota comes and puts it on them in game one. Who do you like in this series? Because this is a really, feels like an evenly matched one.
Well, it is, but I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota because of their size. Rudy Gobert, who could possibly be the defensive player of the year, and Anthony Edwards is electrifying.
Yep.
Getting Carl Anthony Towns back when they did, and him getting back acclimated to playing. They're just too big. They're too big. You know, Phoenix already had an issue with size in terms of protecting the rim and rebounding. So now, unless Devin Booker and KD are lights out, which that's not going to happen, we don't know where Bradley Beal is. It just doesn't. It's not a good matchup for him.
Yeah, it looked like that after game one. We'll see what they do tonight. All right, that's our man Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff, man. And I told Rob G you could talk basketball. He didn't believe
me. Y'all know this. So stop playing with me, man. Y'all know.
All right, man. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Did you see Anthony Edwards talking trash to Kevin Durant? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms and the sport's combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit SafetyRunsFirst.com. That's SafetyRunsFirst.com. It's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City 2-1 last night. The Lakers game was the only game I did not get right. But 2-1 postseason. Here we go again. Best bet, taking the Pacers plus 1.5. No Giannis in Milwaukee. Excuse me. Pacers plus 1.5. Going with the T-Wolves, minus 2.5. They put it on the Suns in game one. I know the Suns will be back much stronger. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on here. And I got the Clippers.
Got some pepper or something around?
Yeah, I know. Just been going through it, Chris. Clippers minus 1.5 at home. Game two. That's one of I question this one, thinking the Mavericks going to have to play better, bounce back. But I'm going to go with the Clippers minus 1.5, T-Wolves minus 2.5, and the Pacers plus 1.5 in Milwaukee. And remember,
wow,
I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Giggle, giggle.
Yeah, I'm not choking on this one.
Were you eating dinner?
What, now?
Giggle, giggle.
No, no, no. I've been going through. I think I have allergies. I don't think it's a cold or anything. I've just been having like a nasal thing going on.
Okay, okay. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Rob, did you see, now, this game just started, the Timberwolves and the Suns. Suns down 0-1 to the T-Wolves. T-Wolves are
playing in Minneapolis. What did they lose by, 25? What was the
25.
Score? 25. Yeah.
And 90, Anthony Edwards, who's 95. One of the young rising stars in the NBA, Rob, scored 33 points. He was talking trash to Kevin Durant. Now, it's in good fun. Or at least, you know, he respects Durant. It's not that he doesn't like, he says Durant's his GOAT. Now, I don't know if that means just his favorite player or the best ever.
Yeah, that's what it means, right?
Yeah, his favorite player, probably. Rob G, do you think he meant his favorite player or that he thinks Durant is actually the best player ever?
I actually think that he thinks Durant is the greatest player ever.
Oh, wow.
And the reason being is that nowadays, and this is more prevalent in the current young crop of NBA players, they don't seem as driven as like the, it's got to be championships. It's, hey, this guy has the most complete bag. Right. And that's why Paul George is so highly thought of. Kyrie Irving is so highly thought of. Kevin Durant is so highly thought of. Because, you know, as great as LeBron is, his bag is nowhere near as deep as those guys.
No. No. He'll just dunk you into the basket.
Exactly. Right. Right.
or make a great – he it's passes like, it's like better than all of those
Shaq
guys.
Shaq and David Robinson.
Yeah. I mean, that's my thing, Robin. We'll get into this later, but quickly. Who had, you know, more quote-unquote skills, I guess? David Robinson or Shaq? Okay. David Robinson.
I still would take Shaq.
Give me Shaq.
Thank you. All day. He was
unstoppable. I don't care if he runs the same drop step dunk every single time. You can't stop it.
You can't stop it. It's like the Kareem skyhook. Go ahead. Give me another shot.
Right.
You can't. I've been waiting. I watched Kareem's career. I was waiting for somebody to block it, Chris. I didn't see it. Did you see it?
You, Rob, it is especially later in his career. Maybe over the second half of his career. It's hard to find Kareem taking another shot. Other than
he
a dunk,
no. What other shot is there to make?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, come on, what are we talking about? But anyway, Rob, I don't know. Did you see the clip of Anthony Edwards talking trash to KD and KD laughing?
Yes.
I don't know where you're at. You might disagree with me. I don't like that response from KD, and I'm not saying it's the biggest thing in the world, but this is not the family barbecue. I'm your uncle, and you're the up-and-coming young teenager talking trash to me as we're shooting in the driveway, and I'm laughing. This is the playoffs. You're beating us by 16, and you talking trash to me. I'm like, youngin', I'm about to school you. I don't like it.
Here's your issue. Here's my issue with what your take is. This is who these guys are, Chris. They vacation together. They hang out together.
Well, I don't know about them. I mean,
no, I'm just talking about in general, and that's a big issue of it, is that everything's a big party, and everybody's cool, and everybody's this and that. Like, I agree with you. Like there's no, I'm not entertaining that down 16. Get out of my face.
Right.
I would be like, you got chocolate milk on your breath. Get out of my face.
Right. I'm about yes. I'm totally with you. I mean, and Rob, Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson, we know were bosom buddies. When they got into the finals, and Magic had what did he throw an elbow at Isaiah? Isaiah
how about
realized,
bloody,
oh,
right?
Saying,
yeah,
right. Oh, okay. And I look, it ruined their friendship. I get it, but still, I'm just saying, you compete. We competing. Don't be talking to you. You talking to me? Boy, I was winning championships when you were in junior high school. You better learn some manners tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.